my son came into the earth and he declared the prisoners are set free. For he has opened the door for those who will be, for those who will be set free, for those who dare to walk out of their prison, for those who dare to receive with the boldness and declare that they are my children, says God. For I have set them free, and I have opened those doors for them. And those who would walk through, I will maintain your liberty. I will gather my armies together, and I will defend you, and I will stand with you, and I will destroy the one who has come to destroy you. For I am removing him from my house. I am removing him from my people. For I am declaring that my church will be spotless. It will be free of blemishes. It will be strong and it will be glorious when I return, says the Lord Jesus Christ. So the purge has already started. Those who are with me will be with me, and those who are opposed to me will fall away, and they will vanish as the wind blows them into vapor. For those who have laughed, those who have mocked, oh, they shall see my glory, and my glory will overcome them. If they will yield to it, they shall even walk in my glory. For they shall see the glory all around. For my glory has come back into my church, says God. My glory has come back into my house, says God. For I have received the worship. I have received the sacrifice. For even yet today there are those who are literally laying down their life for me, says God. Those martyrs, those who will not take the easy way out, those who will not back down even in the face of death. For this is the praise, this is the declaration that they are making, that their trust is in me. And I have honored them. Oh, do not think I have not heard your cry. Do not think that I am unaware of your situation, for I am fully aware of it, says God. But I have looked for a people who are willing to stand for me, those who will not back down, those who will receive that which I have given to them. And I have called them and anointed them to go boldly into the earth to remove the doubt from the unbelievers, that you would show me strong. And in order for you to show me strong, says God, I must show myself strong in you, in my house, in my people. For then the world will see. They may not believe, but they will see the glories of who I am. Hold up. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus.
We were in worship. I got one phrase. This is victory. This is victory. Stay in his presence all the time. Stay in praise all the time. This is victory.
Hallelujah.
Good morning. What a privilege to be here this morning. Be with Brother Gordon, his wife, and Living Faith congregation. We've been in contact for so long now. I'm not standing here before you by chance or by accident. That I believe it is God's will that I was able to meet Pastor Gordon and his wife many years ago. Men never knew me, did know him. And I was brought to him and he received me, I never forget that, like somebody he known for many years. And the Lord united us together ever since. We've been working together. I don't treat him too good, but he always treats me good. because he is a good man. He loved the Lord. And he helped me a lot in my lifetime with the word, counsel, visitation in Haiti. Sometimes when the time tough, he come and suffer with us. So this morning I feel like it is a privilege to be with him again, to be able to worship with you this morning, and we sense God's Spirit very much among us today, and we appreciate God for that. You know, when you come someplace, you can feel God's Spirit, you must respect that. Because not anymore in this world, not too many places you go where you can feel God's Spirit. You know, God is moving. But it is good that I can come here this morning and feel home. You know, you can be a long way from home, but yet you feel home. Because you're among people that love the same God, share the same word. Of course, God is His word. And whenever you can come to a place like that, you sense God's Spirit, you feel such a freedom, great liberty, you know, to express yourself before God. And I felt that like here this morning, I was able to express myself to God. And some places you go, you bind, you kind of, you're not free. Because God is not, I don't want to say altogether, He's not there, but you don't feel too much of Him. And I know what I'm talking about, Brother Gordon. Because once you know God and you have the Spirit of God, being sensitive to God, and whenever you go to a place where they don't have God's Spirit, you can know that. So I'm just grateful to be here this morning to be able to worship with you. I wish all of you can come to Haiti. You know, I wish all of you can come, you know, to travel around with us.
You got a bus. So you have a bus.
I do. Beside that, we have a big truck. Oh, I'm kidding you. I don't want. We're not going to put you on a big truck, you know, and have you to go like that in the truck, like a chicken. But you know, sometimes you go to a different country and different people, but yet you feel, you know, God is there. God is there. So. Think about it. You know, some of you never been in a foreign country before. You have a chance today. But the God is living this coming new year. If you feel like the Lord called you to go somewhere to start to a foreign mission in your life, you think the Lord is going to call you to be a missionary, start in Haiti. You need to go to Haiti to start. So, I know there are many different places you can go around the world, but if you go to Haiti, you'll be ready for anywhere that God will send you. Because Haiti is a very challenging field. Where you go, there's a lot you can learn. So, think about it. Think about it, pray about it, and get together with Pastor Gordon. And if you go there, I'm pretty sure you'll never regret that you went. Because you'll come back with something in your heart that would make you different than before. So I'm praying. You'll be in prayer yourself. Maybe the Lord will make a way for you to come. I don't mean whenever you feel like to go somewhere, you are able to. We all have our own needs, our own problems. I do know that, but pray about it. God will make a way. If God make a way, you can go. You can go. So, just so happy to be here. And I want to take time also to thank Pastor Gordon, his wife, Living Faith, who've been supporting us in Haiti for so many years. You've been faithful to us. You know, it's one thing to support someone, Pastor Gordon. It's altogether another thing to be faithful. Living Faith, like I said, being faithful through the years and supporting Haiti financially, you know, we can count on that. So I am here to let you know how much grateful as I am to have you standing behind my ministry in Haiti. And in fact, because the Lord opened the door for me to come to the States to meet someone who knows somebody else knows somebody else helped me to meet somebody else, and here I am today. And this thing is growing. It's growing. Having you come to the Haiti, you're not only preaching the gospel, but they help in different fields. We have team of nurses who come. We have team of workers. We build church. We build school. We build orphanage. There is room for everybody to come. Wherever the Lord may call you, you can teach. You know, wherever the Lord call you, whatever He call you to do, there's room for you. So I just praise the Lord that people from the States come over my island to support the gospel, to support us building the kingdom of God. We're not building our own kingdom. We're not building anything for ourselves, but we're building for God. So appreciate my brother, my friend. He's a friend that stick with you even the time of trouble, time of problem. You know, Brother Gordon stood with me for many years in different situations, different cases. He always support me. You know, what else can you ask, you know, to have someone that love you that much, that stick with you, pray for you, come every year to travel with you, even went to Dominican Republic with me. Him and his wife. We went to Dominican Republic. Man, we just turned him loose. Man, he preached. He preached. So it is a blessing to know them, to have them working with us in the island of Haiti. See, Haiti is a very needy country. Of course, we had this big earthquake about 4 years ago. About 4 years ago, we lost many, many people in the island of Haiti. Almost 300,000 were killed. And many different cities was affected by this great earthquake. Left us with a lot of problems, a lot of children, you know, people living under the tents in the streets of Haiti. But, you know, God is a good God. He's a good God. Now we kind of release of all of those things. We have a new government. This president we have right now is more supporting Haiti, Brother Gordon. He's helping the country. And he removed almost everybody out of the street right now. You don't hardly see anybody living under the tents anymore. He moved them to permanent shelter. He provide for them, you know, food. He's doing the best he can. He building new road. Believe it or not, when you come next year, you're going to ride a black top from Port-au-Prince to Penal. Yeah? So we bless. We bless. And all of God is because, all of that happening is because the Lord working, blessing the people in the island of Haiti. We not only reaching Haiti, work to destroy, you know, the power of the devil. You know, Haiti is a country that been founded under, you know, the influence of the devil, but voodoo. But God is getting us out of it, setting us free from voodooism. I was born and raised in voodooism, but the Lord, you know, saw fit to save my soul from sin, from witchcraft, from the devil. You name it, we were in it. But we've been free. We set free, Brother Gordon. And not only us set free, but we helping those who are still working under the influence of the devil, set them free also. With the good word of God, with the preaching and teaching of the word of God. So Haiti is being free today. The power of devil, the voodooism is getting pretty low now, very low, very low. 39-40% of the Haitian people come to know the Lord, serving God today. If you was in Port-au-Prince this morning, you will see people come from everywhere, going to church, praising God. And I don't mean a few people either. If you go to Delmas Church right now, you probably see 3,000. You know, one service, worshiping God, raising their hands, glorify and magnify the name of the Lord like you do here this morning. So, Brother Gordon, hurry back. Come to Delmas. I'll take you to Delmas Church. Take you to Bizoton. Bizoton is the people, the crowd is increasing.
Praise God.
By having you being there, preaching the gospel. The Lord is moving. You don't know how much good you do when you go to places like that. You speak. Sometimes you don't see the result right away. But some people think, you know, about it and come to know the Lord. So, Brother Gordon, as long as you live, don't let anything hold you from going back and forth to Haiti. Haiti is not that far. You've been to Africa. You brought me all the way to Ghana. That's a long way. A long way. But Haiti is not so. So it's much, much closer. Much closer. So I'm believing God, you know, to continue to work for Him. I do know that I am getting old, but I already have men that will take my place whenever I go, you know, to keep this thing going. Unfortunately, I lost Brother Lionel. He died about almost a year, close to 2 years now. We lost him. He was a very bright young man. He'd been here, right? Brother Lionel was here one time. So he died. He died. But the Lord knows why. He knows why. I was relied very much on Him. You know, I trust Him a lot. But we do have some other young men that the Lord is raising up, you know, to continue this work. Because this is a great work, Brother Gordon. Great work. Many people, many churches, many areas. May great responsibility to build churches, to build schools. We don't have enough school. The government not able to have enough school for the whole country. Almost 11 million people living in Haiti. That's a lot of people to take care of, you know. But we're serving a God. Amen. You know, a God is greater than our needs. God is greater than what we have need. God is bigger, you know, than any situation that we can find ourselves in. So if we can trust God, if I didn't trust the Lord, Brother Gordon, I wouldn't be able to do what I'm doing today. The Lord, when I have that need, I prayed. I said, God, if you call me, you're going to have to do something. Because the church was, people were getting saved, and we have a lot of people, but no buildings, no schools. People were sick, don't know what to do. But you know, the best time to go to God is when you don't know what to do. Yeah. And turn everything over to Him, and trust Him. And He will supply to your needs. I prayed. I said, God, you called me to do a work for you. Now I need you to stand behind the work you called me to do. And believe it or not, today we have people come every year. Dave come every year. Build a church for us. Finish the church. I brought him to Cape Haitian. Now I'm taking him beyond Cape Haitian. All the way to the border of Dominican Republic. He's going to put a roof over a church for us over there. And he's doing it. He's doing it with gladness. You never see anything like that. People would go, you know, to Haiti, work hard, you know, in hot sun and suffer. We're not able to feed them properly. You have good food here to eat. You know, I get fat, you know, since I'm here. Feed me so much, you know, free food everywhere you go. We don't have that over there. You're blessed here. But yet, whenever the Lord send you over to our place, you work, you know, people, you know, the team I had, Brother Gordon, it's something you have to see. You know, God, you know, everybody flow together, everybody work together, the nurses. They would go to different churches every day, you know, provide for the people, check the people. You know, everybody worked, you know, smoothly. It is great. You know, when God is something, or is in something, it will work. Yeah. It will work. Amen. You know, God bless us. And bless us in so many ways. You know, you talk about God will prosper you. I know what you're talking about. Yes. I was there. Yes. I was there. There was a time I I didn't have a car to preach. All I had was a bicycle. And you know, Haiti is a mountain place. You know, how can you ride a bicycle to go to 8,000 feet, 9,000 feet some places? But the Lord provide. He sent the man all the way from your country, your city. You from where your dad was at?
Ohio.
You know Medway, Ohio? There was a village called, there's a city called Medway, Ohio. The Lord sent a man all the way from Medway, Ohio to Haiti. Never met the man before. Don't know the man. And he came. I met him. And I met him to another Haitian man. And he was introduced to me. And he get to know what I was doing. And he saw what I was doing. He saw the work. And he said, "You know why the Lord sent me here?" I said, "No, I don't." He said, "The Lord sent me to buy you a Jeep." I said, "Me?" He said, "Yes." I said, "Not me. You don't know me." I said, "You know this man. He's a preacher too." I said, "Maybe the Lord wants you to buy the Jeep for him." He said, "No, not for him, for you." He said, "The Lord spoke to me. I saw your face." And he bought a Jeep for me, a Land Rover Jeep. That was a tough vehicle of those days. And I used that for about 14 years to preach the gospel all over Haiti. There is not too many places in Haiti I don't know. Because of the gospel. When I was born and raised, I was in the city of Port-au-Prince, never been in the mountain for my life, all my life. But the Lord, for some reason, put those people in my heart up in the mountain. And he gave me dreams of things that I would do for him. But I'm just great thankful to be able to know God from where I was. I was away from God, a long way from serving God. But you know, God draw me to himself. By a simple word, God so loved the world. And I said, if there is another God at that time, beside God I'm serving, me and my parents, I said, I want him. Because God, my parents was serving, I didn't like it. I didn't like what I was doing, what I was involved in. I didn't like it altogether. I was asking myself if there is another way, another God to serve. But sure enough, the Lord heard my prayer and brought me to a place where I heard his word. And I accepted the word. You know, the word of God can change you all over. And I've been changed ever since. And now he's using me, not only in Haiti, we crossed over the border. We have about 4 churches in Dominican Republic now. We move all over to the island of Curaçao. You need to go there.
You keep saying that.
Yeah. I called you a while back, but I was there. I thought you was going to fly over to meet me, but you didn't do that. We have a church over there. We have a church in Guadeloupe. That's another island. We have a church in St. Martin. That's another island. Have you been there? Dominican Republic, you have a lot of golf. Golf course, yeah. We have a lot of that over there. You can stay there for your vacation, you know. Play golf. So, God is good. God is good, and the word is good. And I don't want to keep you too long, but I'm just happy to be here, Brother Gordon. I wish you get up here and preach. And tell us all about the Bible. Your wife is a good teacher, too. I listen to her. And, you know, the Lord is put this thing together. We work very good in Haiti when Brother Gordon come, you know, as a team. One time, Brother Pastor Bill Features went to Dominican Republic. He had to use three interpreters. Because I took him to speaking Spanish church, and we have Haitian there, we have Spanish people, and he speak English, so he has to speak in English. He spoke in English, I had to translate in French, and then the other guy has to translate in Spanish in order for the congregation to get what he has to say. But you know, it went good. It went good. So we draw pretty big crowd that day. And we haven't done that yet, but you heard that once. What? Did I took you to La Romana? You don't affect the crowd. But anyway, we have some good services over there. So before I let you go, let me read one scripture for you. If I can read it right. I'll take you to Psalm 19. Psalm 19, verse 7 and 8. You know, born and raised in Haiti, I speak Creole all my life. Sister Debbie starts speaking Creole too, so. Well, can you come up here and translate for me, like I do for you over in Haiti?
I don't think so.
You don't think so? I will speak in Creole and you translate. See, that's not fair. You know, when they come to Haiti, everywhere I take them, I translate for them. Well, of course, now some places she don't need me. She spoke, you know, Creole, and people understood. They understood her when she spoke. But she's not up there yet to translate for me. So I'll bear a little bit. Maybe next year. But anyway, verse 7 and 8, I can't read it like you do because I'm not able to pronounce the word properly, being born and raised in Haiti. I do know that I sound funny when I speak, but that's all I can do. Forgive me. Verse 7 said, "The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes." What a word. Live to know. A man born and raised in voodooism, being able to be in contact with the word of God. David said, the word of God is perfect. God, we are serving a perfect God. We're not perfect. I was dirty. I was nasty. I didn't have any good smell on God knows because of the things that we were doing in voodooism. But the perfect word of God touched me, contacted me, changed me around, and I can relate to this right here this morning. The perfect word of God, whenever God speaks his word, is powerful. His word can turn people around from the bad things they used to do. The word of God would open our mind, open up our understanding. Let us help us to come to the conclusion that we need him. We don't see God anymore. God is not a person that you can go to the street and meet him and shake his hand. God is pure. God is clean. God is a spiritual being. You'll never be able to meet God in the street somewhere. But God is up there. We believe he's up there. David said he's up there. David said, if anybody asked me, where is my God, I would tell him he's in heaven. And he do whatever he wants. So our God is great. And his word is pure. His word is perfect. Changing lives. Make people under the conclusion that they need God. See, word of God can trouble you. The word of God can make you, you know, can't sleep all night. Because that happened to me, Brother Gordon, when I heard the first time, God so loved the world. I never knew there was another God. I never thought that way. But I needed him. His word touched me. His word was a life to me. And more than that, the word, the only thing that can penetrate, that's the word, penetrate, come through, penetrate. It's the word. The word of God penetrates inside of us, touching our soul, renewing our soul. There's nothing in the world can deal with our soul. Nothing in the world can change our soul. There's no physician. There's no doctors in the world that can open us up and work in our soul. They work in our heart. They work in different members of our body, but never our soul. It takes the word of God to deal with our soul. And this morning we know, because the word of God is perfect, the word of God be able to convert him, the soul. My soul is converted. My soul received God. My soul being healed. See, God healed me. Yes. Now I have a living soul. Yes. I'm walking in a physical body with a living soul. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Yes. Nothing else can do that but the word of God. The perfect word of God. And I'm grateful this morning to know that God, you know, is dealing with my soul, saving my soul, redeem my soul. My soul being redeemed from Adam. Adam corrupted my soul. Adam sinned in the garden back there. I was not there, but I'm I'm affected by what happened back there. So I was born with a dead soul. But since I got Jesus, since I received Jesus, and I received the Holy Spirit, I have a living soul right now. Yes. I'm alive. Amen. The guy walking in the street is half dead, but I'm completely. I'm the whole man.
Yes.
Because of Jesus, because of his word. Hallelujah. Converting soul. The testimony of the Lord is pure. Whenever we talk to people, whenever we explain the word of God to people, we are dealing with the clean word of God. Sometimes people try to mess it up. Someone told me the other day there's no such of Jesus Christ coming back for his church. That is not existed. But I know it existed. Because the pure word of God, the word of God is not mingled with anything else. We cannot mingle. We cannot put the word of God with other things, mix it together. The word of God is clean. The word of God is pure. Take it like it is. And if we take it like it is, it will make us wise.
Yes.
We're not foolish anymore. But we're getting to the place where we becoming wise men, wise women, because we know how to act, what to do, how to deal with the word, how to deal with God and this planet and this evil world that we're living in. We know that we're not supposed to mingle ourselves in everything in this world. We separate from the world, even though we're living in the world, but we're not of the world.
Amen.
The word of God helps us. The simple man, simple woman. I am a simple man. Never been to school too much. I don't even know how to write my name too good. But I just hang on. Just love the Lord. Keep loving God. And a simple man like me, God is using me to learn his statute, his law. I'm not referring to the law of Moses. Is not the law of Moses is not too much effective since Christ came. I'm not referring to that. But we're rejoicing. We have a rejoicing heart today. I never have peace. I never have joy when I was serving the devil. I never have the true joy, Brother Gordon. Never have that. My father was the hardest man. My mom was a little soft, but my father was tough. And I came to the realization why he was that way. It's because God was not there. There was no spirit of God there. But you know what? Before he died, he accepted the Lord. I was able to teach him. I was able to talk to him and tell him about Jesus. In fact, he mistreated me when I was converted. Beat me up. Asked me to leave home. But he came back to himself and he accepted the Lord. The word of God can do anything if we allow the Lord to work.
Yes.
That the word of God will put joy in your heart. And the commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eye. You know, my eyes were open, glory to God. Open to the things of God. Open to the things from above. I was blind all my life. You know, from the time I was born to the time I accepted the Lord began to open my eyes to many things. It takes the word of God to open your eyes, your spiritual eyes. It takes the word of God. And whenever we serve the Lord, somehow to another, God will take you to some corner of your life. He'll open your life, open your eyes, that you may see. Saul was a hard man. And Jonathan was a soft young man as his son. And the Bible said that Saul was in battle. He told the people that we don't want nobody to eat anything today until we venge the enemy that we're fighting off. And he forbade anyone to eat anything. And the Bible said that Jonathan wasn't there when he told the people not eat. He didn't know anything about it. But as the time went on, Jonathan came to a place, and the Bible said that he used the rod, the stick. He used the rod that he had in his hand, and he plunged the rod in the honeycomb, and he put it in his mouth. And when he tasted, the Bible said that his eyes were open. That's the same thing, the enlighten, right? That's the same word. God enlightened his eyes. And then he said, by his father was one. You know, it takes God to reveal things to you, to open your mind, open your eyes. So Jonathan's eyes were open. And he was able to see his father was one by telling the people don't eat. And the Bible said afterward, Jonathan and the people were able to slay all the Philistines. And they were free. Because God opened his eyes. Whenever God opened the people's eyes, something will happen. Yeah. Whenever God opened people's eyes in Kaiser, yeah, they'll know something going on here. Yeah. And they'll come to serve the Lord. I always encouraging you, hang on, keep it on, don't give up. The revival is coming. People are going to need God. People are going to seek after God when the Lord opens the eyes. I don't know how he's going to do it, but his word is sure. We can stand on his word. We can depend on his word. We can accept his word as the true word of God. So God is good to us. He's opening our eyes. And he makes us wise. Let's serve God wisely. Let's serve the Lord every day of our life. You know, with humbleness. Be humble before God. Whenever you do, you pray, you seek God, you fast, God will open your eyes. Make you see things that you never dreamed that you'd see. Bring you to the place that you never been thinking that you would be. God will help you and bless your steps. You know, bless everything you do and prosper you. I get that word this morning. Prosper you in the Lord. Prosper you. Seek first the kingdom. Look after God. Be hungry for God. Be thirsty after God. And God will satisfy your soul. And he provide to your need. He lead your steps and give you revelation. Change your mind, renewing your mind. So God will help you to yield yourself to him and serve him, because we need God in these days and hours we're living in. It is getting later than we ever thought. We have different signs around the world. Things is happening today, making us know something is going to happen. We don't know when. We can't exactly, you know, say what day, what month, but we do know he promised that he will come back, coming for his church, coming for the saints, those who prepare themselves. The Bible said the bride of Christ will make herself ready. We're getting ourselves ready. Let's receive the word of God because it is pure. The word of God is perfect. There's no lack in God. There's no need somebody try to change God. God will never change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Let's serve this everlasting God, and you will be blessed. So glad that I'll be back to see you all and to be with Brother Gordon and his wife. They are most lovely people in the world. Let's serve the Lord together with them. God bless you. Keep praying for us. Thank you, Pastor Gordon. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Keep serving God. Don't give up. Don't quit. Don't yield to the world. Keep God before you all the time. Amen. Would you stand? It's a good word, good heart. I want to remind you, March 19 to April the 1st, we'll be going to Haiti next year, 2015. So we'd love to have you go along with us if you'd like to go. It's going to be about a 14-day trip this time, over two Sundays, and we're going to have a good time down there. Amen. Looking forward to it. So hallelujah. Father, we give you praise. We give you honor. We thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing in Haiti. We thank you, Lord, for the blessing of Pastor Preval. We thank you, Father, for his time up here in the United States to raise funds. And Lord, just to spread, Lord, to be a goodwill ambassador for you, to show people the goodness of God and the faithfulness of God to them and to all that would serve you, Father. And God, we give you all the praise and all the glory. Lord, be with us, keep us safe on the way home, and bring us back again tonight or wherever it is that we're headed. But Lord, watch over us to bring us together again. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you.